Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to talk about, will AI kill SEO? Now, there's been a lot of noise out in the legal marketing world about artificial intelligence and whether or not it's going to replace lawyers, and a lot of noise out there in the marketing world, the digital marketing world, about whether or not AI is going to replace digital marketing agencies and SEO professionals. So I thought we would invite our newest addition to our team, Julie Lorson. Julie is the director of SEM, search engine marketing, here at Good to Be Social. She has been with Good to Be Social now for 5 months, though it certainly seems like a much longer time. And Julie has over 15 years of SEO experience, the sixth of those last years in the legal industry. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you for joining. I know you're a very busy person and you got a lot of things going on. But I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk to our listeners about AI and SEO. I keep getting that question both from clients as well as from prospective clients and other colleagues and friends in the legal marketing world. So I thought, who better to talk about it than you with all of the great experience that you have around SEO? So let's start with the main question. Is AI going to kill SEO?
I don't believe that to be the case. If anything, AI is going to help SEO and those who work in the SEO industry in a lot of ways. It's going to be a valuable tool that professionals will use and leverage. I don't think it will replace us completely because it still requires human thinking to think of an overall creative strategy. Whereas we can leverage the AI to provide us with meaningful data, and then we need our brains to interpret that data in a meaningful way.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so therefore, I don't think it will kill SEO. I think it will just enhance SEO overall.
Well, that's good to know. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of noise out there, you know, ChatGPT and Google just introduced Bard, and I know it's out for public beta. I actually was playing around with it a little bit earlier this morning. But as you said, I don't think AI is going to replace SEO. And as you said, if anything, it'll probably make SEO more important, and it will help significantly people that are doing SEO to get the things that they need to do done. In your opinion, how can AI and SEO coexist?
AI can be a very valuable tool. And what I mean by that is it can provide us with things such as keywords, keyword clusters, common answers to questions. And we can get a sense of what other places and other people, other businesses are optimizing their content for. It could help us understand the key elements on web pages that are ranking well. It can give us this overview of what is ranking. However, what it can't do is it can't customize that content to each particular business or law firm. One thing that will always be the case when it comes to Google is providing high quality, helpful, people first content. And AI is not people first content. It is aggregated content. It's taking a bunch of elements that in its database and presenting it to us. It's up to content writers, the SEO professionals, and the SEO team to take all that information that AI is providing us, the keywords, keyword clusters, maybe a content outline, and then take our clients, what we call EAT, and incorporate that into the content. So we need to be talking to our clients and saying, what is your expertise? What is your experience? What is your authority? How are you trustworthy? And combine that with the data that AI is giving us to help create that helpful, reliable, people-first content So we can, you know, outdo our competitors. We can rank well in Google and things of that nature. So we can use AI to get the baseline data, but then take what we know from our clients and our businesses that we're representing and apply that to the base that AI is giving us.
I love that. So you mentioned EAT and then you went ahead and described it, but let's repeat it. What is the term EAT for? And it's E-E-A-T, correct?
Correct. So the first E is your expertise. So if we're going to relate this law firm, you know, I like to look at expertise as, have you done webinars? Do you have case results? Have you had court verdicts or settlements or anything that shows that you're an expert in your particular law firm niche or whatever practice areas you're handling? Experience is very similar. Again, your cases, your verdicts, your settlements, how long have you been in practice for? Authority, you know, all of these things kind of blend together, but authority could also be, you know, your verdicts, your settlements. Are you publishing blogs about a particular topic showing that you are knowledgeable in this area? And then trustworthiness is subjective, but this is where you need third-party things like really positive Google reviews. You need maybe a badge from Super Lawyers or Avvo or any of these popular legal directories that show that you are reputable, that people can rely on you, that you provide good service. So that is, in a nutshell, what your EAT is, your E-E-A-T. And to be featured on Google, whether in a rich snippet or in their knowledge panel, you need to have all of these elements within your website. It needs to be incorporated into your content. And that's what really makes you perform well in Google's algorithm. Not just using the right keywords, having the right outline.
I love it. And, you know, that's something that we always work with our clients to get them to understand, that there's a lot more that goes into SEO than just keywords and ranking for those keywords. So interestingly, I read an article on exactly, will AI kill SEO? And the author actually used ChatGPT and asked ChatGPT exactly that question, will AI kill SEO? And the answer from ChatGPT is pretty interesting. So the ChatGPT answer was, as an AI language model, I cannot predict the future, but I can say that AI is changing the way SEO works. AI is helping search engines like Google to better understand the content and context of web pages, which means that SEO strategies need to adapt to keep up with these changes. However, SEO will not be killed by AI. Instead, it will evolve to become a more sophisticated and data-driven, with a greater emphasis on quality content, user experience, and technical optimization. Pretty good answer from a bot or from an AI-enabled bot. But I guess let's talk about content, because one of the things I keep hearing a lot of people say is, now that you have ChatGPT or you have Bard, you're not going to need to create content. ChatGPT will create it for you. What do you think about that?
I wholeheartedly disagree. I do not think ChatGPT has the capability of creating what Google calls people-first content. ChatGPT can only pull from its own database, and it doesn't have a way of crawling current events. Therefore, if a new law is passed that changed the landscape of your law firm's practice, ChatGPT is not going to have that information immediately available, but you do, because you're a lawyer and you're a law firm and you should know what's going on within your industry. So the timeliness of ChatGPT cannot keep up with you, a person or a law firm or the content writers, et cetera. I also think that you're going to run into duplicate content issues using ChatGPT or any other open AI software, because again, it's only pulling from its own database. It's aggregating content that it just sees from around the web or, you know, from its own database that's been built into it, you know, from Bing or from Google, whichever one you're using. And you're not going to get unique, fresh, different content because what it's generating for you, it's generating for everybody else. And even though Google hasn't put official guidelines on AI content yet, really it's more about the high quality and the relatability. And a human will be able to talk to a human, write to a human better than any AI can. So I don't think it's going to be a viable tool to completely replace human content writing, but that doesn't mean we can't use the keyword clusters or the content outlines that they provide to at least guide the content writing process.
I completely agree. Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now. Go to the Good2Be Social website, look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. And, you know, speaking of how, you know, creating content using AI, has Google come out and talked about, you know, what their thoughts are when it comes to AI generated content? What is their position? Because it's sort of interesting. On the one hand, they're launching Bard and they want to make sure they improve the searchability and the results. On the other hand, they don't want people just dumping a bunch of AI-created content where you may or may not get accurate results and, you know, content that's really valuable for clients. What has Google said, if anything, and what do you think the future looks like when it comes to that?
So Google hasn't officially announced anything yet. If you're not familiar with Google's webmaster guidelines, this is a list of guidelines that Google provides website creators and SEO professionals to follow to make sure that you're maintaining your website and doing everything in accordance to their policies. There's been no official update to their webmaster guidelines regarding AI content. There has been some rumors that you will need to disclose if the content on your website has been generated by AI. And AI actually makes it very easy to violate some of Google's guidelines. For example, you can have your AI or your automated tool take copy and swap out the location to be a different location and instantly create almost 50 pages of content that's exactly the same, but the location is swapped out. These are what we call doorway pages. They go against Google's guidelines, but it'll be really easy to do with AI. But I think that Google doesn't really care if the content came from AI and or from a human, as long as it is high quality. So I think as of right now, there's no official policy on it. People can try to just use ChatGPT or Bard and see what happens. But I think as we've seen over the years, when it used to be you had to have lots of backlinks and that changed from quantity to now quality. And then there was the content update with Panda where it went from you don't want doorway pages, like I mentioned before. There will be a massive shift in Google's algorithm. There'll be some sort of official policy. It's so new that Google hasn't really decided what their policy is yet.
Well, I guess the answer for our listeners is to stay tuned. But let's go back to what you mentioned earlier, because I think there is a way, I think, today that legal marketers can leverage AI to, you know, help with SEO and digital marketing as a whole. You mentioned categorizing and clustering keywords is a good opportunity. Creating content briefs is another good opportunity. What else? How else do you envision that AI can be used by both SEOs and legal marketers to help them achieve better results? Not to replace what they're doing or what we do, but really to enhance the process, if you will.
So one thing that I definitely recommend is if you intend on using AI, that you need to learn to become very, very specific and have very, very specific inputs for your AI. Again, your AI is just aggregating data from a bunch of different sources within its database. It's not given a whole bunch of new info a lot. So if you really want it to write the content for you, you yourself have to give it the new info and have very specific inputs. It's almost like that old comic book character where you have to make a wish, but you need to make it really, really specific, or you're going to end up, you know, turning yourself into gold or turning your daughter into gold like King Midas. So you have to get really specific and really make sure that you understand the tool and almost learn how to talk like an AI so you can get the most out of it. I definitely recommend it for an aggregating tool to see what are your competitors writing about? How are they formatting their page? And even if you use it as a way for a content brief, that at least gives you a place to start. We run into the issue all the time where we know we need content, but we just don't know where to start. There's so much to say, how do we organize it? And using the AI to help with that, I believe will be very beneficial for anybody who's looking to generate content, whether that's a partner at the law firm or content writers who work for agencies like ours. I think that's going to be the best way to use AI, at least for now, until AI capabilities are able to be updating regularly with current news and things of that nature.
Love it. Julie, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I'm going to ask you to give us a prediction, not so much about AI, but about SEO. How do you feel like SEO is going to evolve over the next 3 to 5 years? Obviously, we've seen a lot of changes. The algorithms keep changing. Technology keeps changing. You know, as an SEO professional, if you had to put on your magic hat on and tell us what the future might look like, what do you think?
I still firmly believe this. I believe the future of search and the future of AI is all voice. We've come a long way in terms of voice search, but it's still not 100% there yet. And I still think that over time, people will just walk around asking questions out loud and this overlord voice will answer them. So I don't think it'll be in 5 years, but I think as we have Apple Watches and our phones and one day the glasses that Google tried to make but failed, I think we're so involved with tech in our lives that just saying, hey, Siri, or hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, as my Siri goes off, that to me will be the future, because it's just, I think, the next step in human evolution as well. So I think optimizing for voice will play a huge part, and optimizing for voice will also be optimizing for AI. Making sure that your structured data is correct, making sure that your website, you know, from a technical standpoint, as ChatGPT said, when they said, will it kill SEO, making sure your tech aspect is 100% correct as well will be huge, I think, in the future.
All right. Well, thank you, Julie, for joining us today. I'm going to let you go because I know how busy you are, but really thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit more about AI's impact on SEO. For our listeners, and you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can also check out some of our past episodes as well. Julie, thank you again for your time today. Really appreciate it. And I am sure we'll have you back on the show sometime in the near future. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to come back.
All right. To our audience, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We will see you next time.